Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Junior Giants Speak right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Miss Sharon, and I'm here this morning with my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, Junior Giant reporters.
Good morning.
We're happy to be here with you this morning on this chilly winter morning here in the Metro Atlanta area. We thank you for listening and joining us on this morning. I know people, I was just talking to the Junior Giants before we came on the air. I know some people are very excited about this weekend because this is the Super Bowl weekend. Being here in Atlanta, people are on 10 with excitement as far as the Atlanta Falcons are concerned. And so we don't know who's going to win, but we wish them luck. And I pray for the fans of Atlanta if they lose. But anyway, we're happy to be here this morning, and we're going to get started. We're starting this month off because this is the month of love, because it is Valentine's Day coming up. And we wanted to talk about love, people that we love, and the God that we love. And so those are kind of what we're going to be discussing this morning. They had to explain or show expressions of love to two people in their lives as well, and then write a love letter to Jesus. And the reason that I wanted to do this is not only because it's Valentine's Day month, but also because it's just good to show love and to sometimes take a moment out and express the love that you have for those people in your life who are important to you. And so that's what we're going to be doing on this morning. I want to at first thank my parents for allowing the children to be on and be a part of the show this morning. I want to thank you for allowing them to take time to put their reports together and then actually being here on this morning. I know Saturdays are busy mornings in households with children, and so I really do appreciate you taking the time. I also want to give a special thanks to one of my reporters this morning, and that's Miss Amaya. Before we have shows during the week, we have a conference call, and there was technical difficulties, and she wasn't able to get on the call, but she didn't neglect her duties. She tracked me down early this morning and wanted to know what her assignment was, and I was supposed to have sent it to her earlier in the week and just got busy and put it off or just forgot. And so I want to give a shout out to her this morning because I just want to let you know that I do have Junior Giants who are very diligent, and it is appreciated. Also, before we get started with the reports, I do want to let you know that we now have an office in Douglasville, Georgia. The office address is 3703 Office Park here in Douglasville, Georgia. And what we are doing out of the office is we are teaching life skills. We're doing skill building for children and adolescents. And so for those of you who are listening, if you have children who are in need of some skills, we focus on things like communication skills. We focus on decision-making, anger management, things of that nature. If that's something that you are in need of and would be interested in, please don't hesitate to call us. And we have a new call number, and I will give that to you. Hold on, if you just wait, I'll give you our new number. Because we are endeavoring to do new things, and God is allowing us and blessing us to do those things. And every door that is open, we are quite aware that it is the hand of God working on our behalf. And so we do have a new number, and that number is 678-242-9582. So if you would like to get in touch with us, please don't hesitate to call. You can leave a message if we don't answer. We will get back with you just as soon as we possibly can. This is an exciting time for Junior Giants. We have our first outing on the second Sunday of March. I'm looking forward to see how the young people do in the public. We haven't been out in public in some time. And I'm just excited to see how they're going to go about teaching skills to other children. And I honestly believe when it says a child shall lead them, I believe that that's true, because I think children have gifts and talents that we sometimes are not even aware of, but we're grateful to God for the opportunity to find out what those skills are. So that is what's going on with Junior Giants. And if you have children that would like to be a part of Junior Giants, please don't hesitate to give us a call. Once again, that number is 678-242-9582. And they need to be between the ages of 7 and 12 to be on the radio. And we will get them set up. You can also look on our webpage and kind of see what's going on. The website is Junior Giants, www.juniorgiantspeaks.com. You can also send me an email at juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com. But the easiest way to get in touch with me is to call me. All right, that's enough of the business. I have another one of the Giants that has logged in. Who else is on the line?
Hey, y'all.
Good morning, Jada.
Good morning.
All right. I'm glad to have all my young people with us this morning. We're going to go on and get started. And we're going to see what our children are saying about love. I think the love of a child is the most precious thing that there is. And I also believe that to be able to have a child, when you're blessed to have a child in your home or in your family, it is imperative that you learn to love them and that teach them to love the things that are important to them and to cherish them and take care of them. So we're going to get started this morning, and I think we're going to start with Miss Taria. Good morning, Miss Taria. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And how was your week?
Good.
Uh-huh. Why was it good?
Because I got a good grade on my math test, and I'm really looking forward for the Super Bowl party.
Okay, and can I assume you are a Atlanta Falcon fan?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So are you going to actually watch the game, or are you just looking forward to the party?
Watching the game.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a real fan then. Okay, are you ready with your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead, please.
Hi, my name is Julia, and I'm a Junior Giant reporter. And the three letters I wrote were to my mom and dad and my grandma and Jesus. In the letter to my parents, I told them why I loved them. I loved them because they took care of me, care for me, and love me. I know
Taria, I'm going to ask you to start over, sweetie, because for some reason, hello, hold on. I'm going to ask you to start over because there must have been some kind of technical difficulty and we couldn't hear you. You were going in and out. So are you in a good place?
Yes.
Okay. Start over, please, ma'am.
Three, Junior Giant Reporter. The three letters I wrote were to my mom and dad, my grandma and Jesus. In the letter to my parents, I told them why I love them. I love them because they care for me and love me too. I know they love me because they cook for me, make sure I have clean clothes, and a nice bed to sleep in. It means so much to me to have them in the world in my life. They also guide me and teach me the proper way to behave. In my letter, I told them how much I love them. And I think they are great parents. I see my parents, I love them, by giving them love in return, I ask God to bless them each and every day. In my life, my letter to my grandma, I told her I love her because she keeps me loving and kind. I think I'm, like, going to have, it means so much to me.
Hello?
If it wasn't for her, my mom wouldn't be here. I show her love by treating her nicely and giving her gifts. I also want to, my final letter to Jesus is thanking him, he loves me by sacrificing his life to me. It is awesome to have him in my life because I know to look up to him when I am having trouble. I will always show my love to Jesus by thanking him for my blessings and for my family. This is Tariya, Junior Jet Report. Have a great weekend.
Okay, Ms. Tariya, I love your letters. And so, where does your grandma live?
Does she live? Where
does your brother live? Huh? Can you hear me?
She lives in Marietta. Yes.
She lives in Marietta? Okay,
yes.
Well, that's good. So do you spend a lot of time with her?
Yes, ma'am.
That's a blessing. So enjoy your grandmother and make sure she knows how much you love her, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Don't go anywhere. We're going to do the question of the day. We're going to keep going with our reports this morning, and this is Junior Giant Speaks right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking to the Junior Giant reporters today about love and showing love to those people in our lives that are important to us, as well as to the God who loves us the most. We're going to go now to Miss Amaya. Good morning, Amaya. How are you?
I'm doing great. What about you?
I'm doing great as well. And how was your week?
It was great. What about you?
I had a good week. I had a very good week. It seems like it goes by very quickly. A lot to do, very busy, all the same, all those kind of things. But it was good, very victorious. What did you do this week?
Well, I went to the movie to see the movie Split.
Okay. Hey, have you seen the movie Hidden Figures?
No, ma'am, but I probably heard of it.
Yeah, if it's at all possible, I think that all young African-American girls should see this movie. It will encourage you, and it would allow you to know just how brilliant you are and can be, and it will also encourage you to do things even when people say that you can't or shouldn't be able to do them. So if you have an opportunity, ask your parents if they will take you to see this movie. When I walked out of that movie, I felt taller.
Today I'm supposed to go to the movie, so I'm probably going to see that.
If you can, I think you should. I think you will enjoy it. And let me know. Maybe you can do a movie review for us and on that movie and tell me what you got out of it. Can you do that if you go to that movie?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'd appreciate it. Are you ready with your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead, please.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Amaya, and today I'll be reporting about my love letter. The two people that I love the most are my mom and my grandpa. I love my mom because she's a hardworking person and never gives up on anything. She shows me how to be responsible and treats me very well. I don't know what I would do without my mom because she has been there for me through everything, and I thank God for her. She may have made some mistakes, but she learns from it and becomes a better woman. I'm also proud of her for being strong. She's like a role model to me, and she inspires me to keep going even when stuff gets difficult. She supports me to do whatever I put my mind to. I love my grandpa because he encouraged me to stand up for myself and to always speak my mind. We have a lot in common, like being shy, but that doesn't stop us from being who we are. My grandpa is like my best friend who always keeps it real with me. I know he's getting older and a little weak, but that doesn't stop him from being the funny and greatest grandpa ever. He's the world to me, and I love him so much. He also told me to fear no one, and he has taught me so much about history and everything else. I learned so much from him. He's like my teacher. I can always depend on him for anything. I show love to my mom and grandpa by hugging them each time I see them because I love them so much. I love Jesus so much because he has been there by my side through the toughest time in my life. He showed me to not waste my time on people and to focus on myself and my family. When I'm alone and want to talk to someone, he got me. I can tell him anything, and we could have the best conversation. I thank him for everything I have, which is my family and friends, because without him, I don't know what I would do. My name is Amaya, and thank you for listening.
Amaya, that was outstanding. Very good. I love your love letter to your grandpa. I know your grandpa, and he's a very kind man. And I want you to make sure that he listens to this show. He can pull it up on the Internet, okay? And so that would make his heart very happy to hear the report that you gave, okay?
Okay.
And all of you are doing such a great job this morning, and it is important to show love to those people in your life who are important to you. Sometimes we think, oh, they know I love me. They know I love them. But sometimes it's just good to hear someone tell you that I love you and then be able to tell them why you love them. And so I want you guys to practice that. It's just a kind thing to do because I'm sure that you love hearing from those people in your life that they love you and that they think the world of you. So I want you to get into the practice of showing that love to your parents and to those people in your life that are important. It helps you to grow, and it helps them to smile. And I'm an avid believer that smiling helps you live longer. And the Bible says, merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So when you tell someone that you love them, it gives them that merry heart, and it just makes them smile all on the inside. So I want you guys to remember that and share that. Keep sharing the love. This is Junior Giant Speaks right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we are doing expressions of love today. And the children are talking this morning about love, the people in their lives that they love, and also a love letter to Jesus and why they appreciate these people. It is important that they know how to express love in an appropriate and healthy way. And so that is what they're doing this morning, and for that we are glad. We're going to continue going. We have one more reporter this morning, but before we go to our last reporter, I want to give them the question of the day. The question of the day is, how can you show love to people that you are around every day, even the people that don't like you? How can you show love to the people that you are around, like at school, the people that you're around every day, and even to the people that do not like you? How do you do that? Might sound easy, but it is not that easy when you know that they don't like you. So how do you do that? How do you show that love? Give me a moment here. Having some technical issues. Okay. And so that's the question of the day. Now we're going to continue with our show. And I have Miss Jada. Good morning, Jada.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. I had a lot of good grades on my test this week.
Okay, what grade are you in?
Fifth.
Okay, so you're in the fifth grade. And do you like school?
Yes.
What's your favorite class?
Probably math.
Okay, so you're in the fifth grade. Are you ready for middle school next year?
Not really.
Not really? okay?
No.
You have a little time to get ready. Are you ready with your report?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
This is Jada, Virginia Giant Reporter. This is my first letter, which is addressed to the Almighty, Powerful, One True God, Jesus. Dear Jesus, I love you because you died on the cross for me. You gave me life, and you keep on providing for me, and you never leave me or forsake me. You did not have to make me, but you did. You are very good to me all day, every day. To have you in my life means the world to me. The Holy Spirit is in my heart, and it will never leave me. He lets me rejoice in him. To have you in my life makes me more abundant. I know that you will always be there for me. I show you love in return by praying, reading your holy word, and also obeying the word. Dear Pastor, to God be the glory for the great things he has done. I love you because you are good at preaching and you always like to pray for people. You are a dedicated man in the Lord, always ready and fully armed with your sword, which is the Bible. You have also dedicated your work to serve fully in the church ministries, which is the best job one could ever have, to work for the Lord. Pastor, it means a lot to have you in my life because I can depend on you for a great message from the Lord. You bring the message forward just like the Lord gives to you. I show my pastor love by attending church regularly and participating in showing church. Dear Mom and Dad, I love you both because you take care of me and purchase things that I need. You also provide food, clothing, and shelter for me. It means a lot to have you both in my life. I can depend on you to take care of me and never let me have to wait for anything. I show you love by giving you lots of hugs, doing chores around the house, and making good grades at school. I love you, Mom and Dad. This has been Jada, your June Giant Reporter. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful day.
Outstanding. Very good, Jada. I particularly like your one to, first of all, God, but I also like the one to your pastor because our pastors are important people in our lives because they are making sure that we get the word of God in a way that we understand and in a way that's going to help us prosper. Very good. You all did such a wonderful job this morning, and I thank you. And I want to just take a moment and think about the three people or the two people that I would send love letters to. And I would like to send a love letter to my parents. Both of them have gone on now, but I love them very dearly. They were wonderful people, and they set a great example in our lives. I love them because they were kind, and I watched them show kindness to people of all kinds, all types of people. They showed kindness to people that severely mistreated them, but they yet showed love, and they taught their children to love Jesus before they loved anything else. And so that's my love letter to my parents. I miss you, and one day I will see you again. My other love letter, I believe, would go to my daughter. My daughter's name is Janika, and I send her a love letter because she is one of the kindest people that I've ever met. She has a heart for children or for young people to see them succeed, and I love watching her function. I love watching her putting things together. She goes through a lot, but she's true to her character, and for that I appreciate her. I give God thanks for her, and I just want her to know that her mother loves her. Now to Jesus. My love letter to Jesus, I love you beyond measure. I love Jesus because he first loved me. My love for Jesus trumps everything in my life. It is because of my love of him that I strive to do the things that are pleasing. I try to please him in everything I do. I don't always get everything right, but when I don't get things right, I'm quick to ask for forgiveness and ask for help to get it right. I thank God for his forgiveness. I love him because he's so willing and he's so wanting us to succeed. And for that, I give God thanks. And so that's my three love letters on this morning. But I've asked you a question now, the question of the day. How do you show love to the people around you, the people in your life that you see on a regular basis every day, and even to the people that don't like you? So I'm going to start this question of the day off with Ms. Taria. Ms. Taria, how do you do that?
Well, I try to get to know them better and always be friendly.
Okay. So how do you show love to your friends? How do they know that you love them?
Treating them nicely and kindly.
By treating them kindly?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what you, okay. Very good. Wait, one more question. How hard is it to treat somebody kindly when they're mistreating you?
Well, yeah, it's hard sometimes.
Okay. So what do you do?
Well, if they say I did something wrong, I apologize.
Okay. Good answers. I like them. Good job. Stay on the phone. Hold on. We're going to go to Miss Amaya. Amaya, how do you show love to the people in your life, your friends, and even those that do not like you?
Like, if they talk to me, I'm a good listener, so I'll listen to anything they say, and I'll be honest with them. And I'm very, like, if you're very close to me, I'll be very thoughtful and, like buy you a gift or something to show that you're important to me.
Okay. So what if I just don't like you, Amaya, and I'm just not nice to you?
Then it'll be no point to, like, try to communicate with you. So it's going to be, like drama.
Okay. We're going to keep going with Ms. Jada. How do you show love to the people that you see every day, like your friends, and even to those that do not like you?
I show love to people by being nice to my friend at school, and I always do stuff for them, and I always help them with their work if it's hard for them to do.
Okay, but what if they don't like you?
I still try to, like, get along with them, or I try to make a friendship with them, trying to cooperate back with them. Yes, I'll try to be nice to them.
Okay, these are all good answers. And I just want to tell you a story. It's hard to love people that don't like you and that want to mistreat you, but it is important that you still treat them kindly. One of the things that Amaya said was sometimes it's just drama. When you know people are going to be drama, you don't have to mistreat them, but you also don't have to hang out with them. You can treat them with kindness and with genuine love. I love you because you're a human being, and I'm going to pray for you because you're full of drama. But you do not have to mistreat them because they want to mistreat you. Some people mistreat others out of hate, out of jealousy, out of their own messed up lives. You never know what the reason is. But this, I just always want you to consider this. There was a story about, it's not a story, this what happened with Jesus was that Jesus had 12 disciples, but one of them disciples decided that he was willing to give Jesus up to the authorities. And if they paid him 30 pieces of silver, he would betray Jesus for those 30 pieces of silver. Now, I'm sure that you know this story, but just let me just give you some minor details. He told the authorities where they could find Jesus so that they could arrest Jesus and so that they could hang Jesus on the cross. Now, the thing is that this man walked with Christ all the time that it's recorded on earth. He walked with him. Jesus loved him, talked to him, ministered to him, just like he did the rest of the disciples. And the thing is that Christ knew that Judas would betray him. And yet he had to love Judas just like he loved John and just like he loved Peter and the other disciples. And so I want you to understand the importance of loving, even when it's not easy to love. When it's not easy to love, that's when we go to God and ask God to help us, because God will help us be successful in any and every area of our lives. So I want you to understand that even when they don't like you, you still have to love them. Now, I'm like Amaya. If they're full of drama, you do not have to hang out with them, because drama is just a bunch of confusion, and God is not in confusion. So always try to show love, because you're going to reap what you sow. If you're mean to the people who are mean to you, you're going to get some more meanness back to you. But if you continually to try to show them love, you will continually to get love shown towards you. Okay? So you guys did an excellent job this morning, excellent job. And we're going to be back with you all in a couple of weeks. And I'm looking forward to the one for in a couple of weeks. We're going to celebrate African-American history, because February is African-American History Month. And we're going to do it in a different way. They're not going to be allowed to report on the characters that are always talked about, like Dr. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Rosa Parks. They're going to give you some new views, and then they're going to present themselves as a Black history character. And so I'm really looking forward to our next show, and I hope that you will join us. We have some listeners this morning, and we're happy to have you as always. Once again, this is Junior Giant Speaks, and if you have children between the ages of 7 and 12 and they would like to be a part of Junior Giant Speaks, don't hesitate to give us a call. Give us a call, and we will get them set up so that they can be a part of our program. We want you to know that they are welcome, and they will learn as well as teach other children, and that's something that we're excited about. So if you want to, you can give me a call, and our new number is 678-424-9582, and you can reach us just about any time, reasonable, and we will get back with you as soon as possible. If you want to check out our website, it is www.juniorgiantspeak.com, and go on there and see what we're doing and get an understanding of a deeper understanding of our program. I want to say thanks again to our Junior Giant reporters. You guys did an outstanding job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm so proud of them. I love to listen to the way they think, because I think they're brilliant. And if you listen to them this morning, you understand that they're brilliant children with great hearts. So I want to thank them, and I want to thank their parents. We are bringing this show to a close, and we're grateful to have been with you this morning, and we thank you for sharing this time with us in our little corner of the world. Oh, yes, one more thing. You can now also check out our vlog on the website, and once again, the website is www.juniorgiantspeaks.com. This is a new thing. I'm trying to grow as a business person and as a person. And so I was informed that I need to do a vlog. And so that's what we have done. So check us out, and please feel free to leave us a comment. I pray you all have a wonderful day, and I pray for our children that God would cover them and that their angels will remain encamped around about them all week, and that they go through the next week and walk in victory and walk knowing who they are and whose they are, for they are children of the Most High God, and they serve him with great love. I love you all. God bless you. Have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you in two more weeks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, ladies.
just teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right, so that they might see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right, so that they might see that they're precious in God's sight. See why you love your mother in every way. Truth I must say, some of our fathers have gone astray. If this does not apply to you, then draw nigh to yours and stay. Because in the end, you'll get your reward on Judgment Day.
Parental involvement is so special to a child. Support what they do and their activities with a smile. Cause in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Fathers, teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight.
Parental involvement is so special to a child. Support what they do and their activities with a smile. Because in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Chastise them when they're wrong and
teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Father, love them, teach them. Fathers, mold them, scold them. Fathers, provide for, be there for. Fathers, show them their love.
And that was Reginald and Ezekiel Summers, Father, Teach Your Children. This has been Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for your time. We pray that God's choice blessings be yours, that they overtake you and bring you great joy. Have a wonderful week until we meet again. Thank you. Bye-bye.